Good morning, everyone. We're on day six of this journey. This one is entitled God's Presence. Restful one, I call your spirit to attention in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I bless you with the joy of the Lord. Listen to God's word for you. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Psalm 16:11. Restful one, you have experienced many kinds of joy. Joy of parental love, of friends and relationships, of accomplishment, of seeing God work in and through you, of seeing others empowered to accomplish things. Your Father designed you to experience a vast number of joys that are legitimate, good, and wonderful. I bless you, restful one, with your life being full of many different kinds of joy. I bless you with the greatest joy that comes from experiencing the presence of God in your spirit. I bless your spirit as a sanctuary, not a war zone, a safe place, a place where you are visited by the Holy Spirit, where he broods over your spirit, and you become intensely familiar with the presence of God with you. I bless you with sensing his presence watching over your life. I bless you with experiencing the joy of his presence in both private and public worship. Psalm 16:7 says, "Even at night, my heart instructs me." I bless you, restful one, with fullness of joy in the night watches as the Spirit of God ministers to your spirit. The nighttime is the first fruits of God's creation. Therefore, it is holy. I reject and break off of you every claim of the enemy to the night hours. I proclaim it is God's holy time when he delights to visit you, to minister to you. I bless you with experiencing his presence in the night watches as your subconscious mind and your spirit are open to the Spirit of God so he can minister to your spirit while your conscious mind is not cluttering up the works. I bless you as your Father makes known the path of life to you. I bless you with joy as you see his presence in the world around you, his fingerprints on your life, what he has prepared for you, the gifts that he has given you, the surprises that he has planned for you, the unexpected treasures he has placed in your life. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I anoint your eyes with ointment from Revelation 3:18 to see in the spirit realm things as they are, the gifts and the presence and his hand and the hand of God, his truth and his love touches all through your life, day after day. I bless you, restful one, with going to different places around the world where God is working. In every generation, there are unique visitations of the Spirit of God in different parts of the world. Each visitation has a particular expression of the presence and power of God. I bless you with having the liberty to travel, the ability to go and experience new and different flavors of the manifest presence of God. I bless you with being there and soaking in it, savoring it. I bless you with eternal pleasures at the right hand of your Father, the hand of authority and blessing. I bless you with hearing him call you the beloved child of his right hand, his favorite child. I bless you with knowing that you bring him pleasure. I bless you with a profound sense of the pleasure of your Father as your heart is deeply pleased in him. I bless you with the fullness of joy of the presence of the true and living God in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Lord, there is a place of experiencing your presence that will radically shift people. There are those, Lord, that we would say are sensitive and those that seem to be not. There are some that easily seem to experience and be overwhelmed by your presence, and those that are could kind of testify that they don't know if they've ever experienced it. Now, sometimes it's sociological, or it's a wiring issue, or how people think, or maybe our minds get in the way. And And some people are just naturally seem to be more sensitive. And sometimes we just have to enter it by faith, to come before you by faith and grab hold of the fact that we're before you, that we're in your presence, whether we feel it or we don't, and acknowledge you and thank you for it. Lord, I pray that each and every person here, under the sound of my voice, to be more sensitive to your presence. I was struck, Lord, that I think we're like 70 or 75% water. Lord, once you told me a riddle, I'm not going to get into it, where it was to cleanse my waters. And I understood part of what this was some define, I don't want to get off topic, but define that the sea of glass is really water. But there's no disturbance. It's just crystal clear like that, a perfect reflection. And that when the Spirit hovered over the waters, that our ability and our sensitivities to you come from us being water, similar to when the Spirit hovered over the waters. And you showed me in my life and that there were things, other things in the waters creating disturbances that competed with your presence, the things that you were doing and saying, and it made it harder for me to experience and comprehend all that you were trying to provide to me. I pray, Lord, that each and every person here, that every stone, every twig, every obstacle, everything that may be competing in that same sense with your movement, with the wind of the Spirit, when water is totally still, you can see when the wind blows across, you can see the ripples that it makes. So, Lord, I pray that each and every person here to be able to experience your pleasures, or, Lord, that if they enter it just by faith, that, Lord, that they see the evidence of the movement. We can't see the wind, but we can see the evidence. We can feel it, though we cannot see it. And then even deeper, Lord, are the mysteries of the deep currents. That though the surface may seem calm, there are deep currents moving beneath. So the whether we're on surface or we're going deep, Lord, I pray that we would be caught up into your presence. I pray, Lord, for a cleansing and of our waters, so to speak, euphemistically speaking, and that you would again, I pray, Lord, that you would bless our senses to be able to experience and encounter you in ways that we never have been able to before. And that, Lord, that I think our filters sometimes get in the way of avenues in things in which you are communicating or releasing your presence over us, but our preconceptions of what that's supposed to look like don't match, and we miss it. I pray, Lord, you would expand our language of God. That is, for us to understand the unique and individual way in which you speak, present yourself, that we can experience you in your Holy Spirit. And I pray that you would bless each and every person here. Make it clear what it is that you're saying in Jesus' name.